Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir number 519. The one issue that is the most ruinous, the most damaging to a healthy and happy relationship, the word is control. Controlling behaviors is unfortunately prevalent in many relationships, causes tremendous damage, almost always destructive. In marriage, the attempt of one spouse to control the other spouse is absolutely devastating. Control breeds resentment, not love, never love. An otherwise loving relationship can be destroyed by control. No one likes being controlled. Even if a person submits to the control, it's because they're in fear of the controlling person, and fear and love are not compatible. By Hashem, the awe and love go hand in hand by a human being. In these relationships, actual fear and love, they're not compatible. So if you want to love somebody, or if you want somebody to love you, don't attempt to control them. It could occur in a variety of ways. Sometimes they're not even aware that they're controlling. But it not only ruins the husband-wife relationship, it causes a terrible havoc on children. I've spoken to children that are now teenagers or in their 20s and beyond, many of them who have been terribly damaged by the excess concept of control in their home by their parents. Control causes tension. It can leave deep emotional scars. So if someone's at the beginning of the marriage, they certainly need to evaluate these controlling tendencies. And after being married, this has to be uprooted. Control can go either direction, but generally speaking, stereotypically, because the male is still a male-dominant aspect in our society, in our culture, even though these days sometimes it's flipped, but it's still a male-dominant society. So generally speaking, the husband is more controlling. He's more the controller in most cases. And it may begin with a innocent statement. For example, the controlling husband may tell his wife, what happens between the two of us remains with us, and bringing our parents into the relationship invites meddling. There's nothing wrong with that statement. And a couple should work things between themselves and not get their parents involved. That's true. But the husband's going beyond that and unreasonably restricting his wife's contact with her family, that is control. Unhealthy, devastating control. Or a husband may say, why do you run every week to your parents, run home every week? Why, you know, you're not a baby anymore. You're a married woman. But a husband needs to understand, especially early in the marriage, a young woman may wish to have extensive contact with her parents. So if he says, I don't want you to talk to your mother on the phone so often, she puts these crazy ideas in your head, or I could tell you, talk to your mother. These are maneuvers to detach your wife from a support system so that he could have power over you. Another restriction that happens, I don't like your friends you associate. They're not proper friends for you. And he isolates his wife. And the more he isolates his wife, the more his power and control can become. This is called the power of assertion. A person may wish to wield power over another person. And the idea is power and control is extremely detrimental to a marriage. Money is a form of control. The husband may deny his wife a credit card, you know, and he may discourage her from signing checks, and because it'll confuse the bank account, or there's not enough money, or whatever it is. Restricting your wife's access to money is a violation of the Tanoim. The Tanoim say that they have equal control over money. Severe emotional reactions, intense anger, outbursts may cause a wife to walk on eggshells, and she constantly lives in fear of her husband, and fear and love are not compatible. Now, although we just said right now that it's male that's primarily dominant, and the husband is often the controller. It is quite possible, and it's not so uncommon, that the wife is the controller, either because she has a stronger personality than her husband, a more strong-minded personality, more domineering personality, or her father is the one who's supporting the couple, or her parents are influential, and it gives her a sense of power. So, and don't say, because the Torah, here's where you could make Torah into poison, v'ata timshol bach, right? That he'll rule over you, right? So that's, it's clear from Rashi and the Midrashim that when it says v'ata timshol bach, that he, the husband, shall rule over you, the wife, is very limited. It's very specific. The Medrash Rabbah says b'feirish, that it does not mean that the husband has comprehensive, full control over his wife. The Gemara and the Halacha talks about proper husband-wife relationships. The Rambam says, always speak gently to your wife, not impose fear, not be angry with her, not be tense with her. Reb Chaim Vital writes, and by the way, this is one thing where people ask me when I quoted this in the past, where he writes this, I don't know. So if anyone finds a makor in the written by Reb Chaim Vital himself, where he says this, I would appreciate you showing to me. It seems to be many, many gedolim. It's mekubal that Reb Chaim Vital said this, but I never saw it inside. But Reb Chaim Vital says that the person's midos are solely judged based on the conduct towards his wife. A person who does chesed, tzedakah, visiting the sick, being menachem avel, being mesameach chasan v'kala, they think they're going to have a lot of rewards. However, one may be certain that in Shamayim, if they investigate, and when they investigate how he relates to his wife, if he acts always with chesed towards her, he'll get great reward. But if you provoked her or neglected her or expressed rage in the home, did not share the burden, this behavior will determine his din and his chesed will not be considered. And wherever you could see the mekar of it in the original source, please let me know where it is. But the importance of being aware of controlling behavior is that you have to nip it in the bud. And if it's here, they have to go right away to get help. The one that's being controlled has to go get help. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin brings down, and Rabbi Tversky quotes him, the only power someone else has over you is the power you give them. So don't empower others at your expense. Now, unfortunately, some husbands or wives could be expert narcissists and abusers where it's very hard to do this, to stand up for yourself. Can't blame people who couldn't or can't, because they really do terrible things psychologically and sometimes physically to exhibit this control, but you do everything our best to not allow that control to take place. The only power someone has over you is the power you gave them. Again, it's not a fair statement for those that were really abused by real abusers, because sometimes it's really extremely hard to do. Tversky received a letter from a woman that said as follows: I'm very distressed. We've been married for 3 years. My husband is a rather domineering person. We have our disagreements, but it always ends up with, I have to admit I am wrong, and I have to apologize to him. It's just not true. I'm always wrong, and his insistence that I admit I was wrong and apologize makes a shmata out of me, and I'm not willing to live this way for the rest of my life. That's an example of control. At the very least, the wife could say, I say that I'm right, and you say you're right. Let's go to a third party. Let's go to a third party. Husband will say, for example, since we've been back from our honeymoon, you've been back with your mother every week. You talk to her on the phone every day. I think it's a bit much. I'd like you to cut it back. Wife answers back, cut back. Why? I've been with my mother constantly every day for the past 21 years. What's wrong with seeing her once a week? Husband responds, you don't see me going back to my home every week. I have you and that's all I need. And the wife responds, are you thinking that my visiting my mother is because you're not enough for me? That's ridiculous. I love you very much and we're going to be together for the rest of our lives. Seeing my mother does not take away one bit of my love for you. And then the husband, if he's normal, he'll say, okay, I just want you for myself. I realize now how unrealistic it is. And he'll chap. And he'll chap. If he doesn't chap, then we have a problem. Then intervention is needed. Or the conversation could go as follows. The husband says, action speaks louder than words. As long as you're still running to your mother, you haven't detached yourself from her apron springs. You can't belong to two places. Marriage means you detach from the parent. And of course, he's going to quote the pasuk Al Ken Yaza Vishes Aviv Azimai, because he's a big tzaddik and he knows the Chumash very well. And marriage means you detach from your parents and you stay with your husband. And the wife responds, I don't see it that way. Once a week visit and talking to her a few minutes at night on the phone does not make me tie to her apron strings. So then he responds, why is it so hard to give it up? And she answers back, why should we argue about this? If your position is right, then I'll decrease my visits, but I don't see it that way. Let's talk to somebody else. Sometimes the one that is feeling controlled needs to insist on seeing a third party. Let's go to an objective third party. If they resist very much, you know you have a problem. It can occur with any issue of control. A husband appears adamant, refused to consider his wife's position. She can answer, I love you very much, and I want to continue loving you as your wife. But if what I think doesn't count for anything, you're treating me like a little girl. I don't want to relate you to you like a child to her father. I'm your partner, I'm your wife. If it's not dealt with, it could lead to real serious abuse. But one of the most difficult aspects is that the abuser is often unaware that they're being abusive. They will deny it when it's pointed out to them. If there's violence, very often an abuser will say, see what you made me do? They blame the victim for abusive behavior. Refusal by the husband to consider the wife's position is a red flag. Then she needs to go to a knowledgeable person if she's a victim of abuse, and the husband if he's a victim of abuse or control. So really, in the beginning of marriage, he talks about you have to be very careful about these things. But as long as it's been happening, this concept of control is devastating and debilitating. And if one is the recipient of this behavior, they need to do their very best to stand up for themselves and get help from an outside party, so that this should stop, because it is devastating. It is terrible. This type of abuse is horrific. The one based on control and wielding power is devastating. It needs to be eradicated from Klal Yisrael, eradicated from the world for that matter. We have to do everything we can to protect ourselves from it. And the ones that have this personality of being strong-minded, that's okay to be strong-minded. But you have to learn how to not use that to hurt anybody and not to control. You cannot control another person. If you want someone to love you, don't attempt to control them. Bracha v'atzlacha.